Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
It's the Hump Show, and I feel like this is a match made in heaven. It's our middle show of the work week. We like to be a little goofy. Mostly we can't help being a little goofy simply because it's the middle of the week and we're kind of upside down. At its height, this is when the week hits us the hardest, these hours. I'm sure many of you feel the same. So it's our Hump Show, and there's also this headline. Joey Chestnut barred from the Nathan's hot dog eating contest because he signed an endorsement deal with fake foods. Oh, I'm sorry, Impossible Foods. He is welcome back to the competition if he drops his deal with the plant-based food brand. So apparently Major League Eating doesn't want there to be even the hint of impropriety or the suggestion that what their competitors are eating is anything other than meat. These are not vegans, even though, have you noticed how thin many of the professional eaters are? That makes me nervous. I wonder what they have to go through to remain that thin.
I've watched things before.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. It has to do with upchucking, no doubt.
No, it's... They, like, train their stomachs. Like, I remember...
Oh,
remember,
no, no! Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you remember Kobayashi?
Yes, of course.
The real champion, but anyway. He used to, like, eat these noodles that would... Like, a lot of them. Like, a lot. Unfathomable amount of noodles. And they would go into his stomach and, like, expand from the inside, and then he would... That would make his stomach bigger, but didn't actually, like, affect his weight. It was really, like, scientific and weird, but... That's how he was able to hold more food.
How do you know there were noodles and not worms?
They could have been anything.
Disgusting. So Joey Chestnut says that he is gutted. He's gutted. He's known as Jaws, by the way. Did you know that's his nickname? He's the biggest star in competitive eating, so they say. I am not watching it either way. But I do think it's a little bit petty of Major League Eating to bar him because he is signed with another hot dog brand when actually it's not a hot dog. You can't call it a hot dog if it's plants. It can be called something else, but it's not a hot dog. It's like calling a hamburger when it's not a burger. I'm sorry, this is one of my pet peeves. It's and this is nothing against vegans. It's nothing against people who choose to eat tofu for a living. Whatever that is, you're welcome to do. It's a free country. If you feel like you're healthier, some people have allergies. Some people, they have other types of reactions to red meat. I totally get it. I'm not knocking vegans or vegetarians, or there's other categories that I'm not covering. But you can't call it a burger if it's not a burger. Jay.
No. No, you can't. I agree with you. I agree with you. It shouldn't technically be called a hot dog, but I get Nathan's here, where the Impossible Dog is trying to replace the Nathan's hot dog. They're saying this is a better option. This is a healthier option. They don't want to be associated with that. I'm pro Nathan's here.
Okay. All right. I feel like it seems a little petty because, well, first of all, I don't know what Joey Chestnut is thinking, unless maybe that's what he eats in his spare time, the Impossible Dog.
The face of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You have one job, is to eat Nathan's hot dogs on the 4th of July and entertain
millions. I get what you're saying.
And you got to go sign with a competing hot dog brand? Really? I'm outraged by this.
This is what Major League Eating said. It would be like Michael Jordan saying to Nike, I'm going to represent Adidas too.
I agree.
Okay, so the only thing I was thinking is that since it's not a real hot dog, and the two target audiences / target markets for these products are completely different. People who love Nathan's hot dogs are not eating plant-based dogs.
But they're trying to get the Nathan's hot dog people to eat their plant-based dogs because it's the healthier option, the better option.
But people who love Nathan's hot dogs are not freaking caring about whether or not they're eating healthy, right? Nathan's hot dog, we all know what are in hot dogs. You don't want to watch how the hot dog is made.
No.
Everybody knows what's in a hot dog. If you eat a hot dog, you know what you're getting. You're getting a compilation of meat that's left over from other, animals. Sometimes it can be different animals, right?
Yes.
You're getting, the only time, and I don't eat hot dogs, but the only time I would eat one would be if it's all beef. That's the only time. But even then, you're getting scraps that are smushed into a casing, right? So if you're eating a hot dog, you're not about whether or not it's healthy. You're just eating a hot dog. So that's the only thing is I'm saying. I don't think the people who buy Impossible hot dogs and the people who buy Nathan's or eat Nathan's or watch this competitive eating on July 4th for Nathan's are the same people. I think we're talking about parted by the Red Sea.
I agree. But I think if two people, if that's it, say, oh, you know what? Actually, maybe I do want to switch to the Impossible hot dog now. That's more than Nathan's wants to go switch over to the Impossible hot dogs, and they can't have it.
Okay, we're going to have to put this out there. Anybody at all who loves Nathan's hot dogs, who's interested now in eating an Impossible food plant-based hot dog, because I kind of feel like they're parallel roads as opposed to roads that intersect.
I agree, but if, say, Joey Chestnut, when he would have won the contest again this year, probably, because no one even comes close to him, he's going to go up there and hold this mustard belt and say, I'm the face of Nathan's, eat these hot dogs, then go do a commercial for the healthier alternative to the one he just ate 64 of.
Just because you're in the contest, does that mean you're endorsing the dog?
I think it does. I think if you're Joey Chestnut especially, it does.
So you mean to tell me that nobody who's ever participated in any of these professional eating competitions would sometimes choose a healthier option when they're not actually competing?
No, I think they could, and they totally have that option, but you can't sign a sponsorship and endorsement with that brand.
All right.
I
understand what you're saying. I feel like it's completely different because the vegan market, the vegan,
it's not like
audience,
Oscar Mayer and Nathan's, you're
right,
saying.
Right. The vegan audience is not eating Nathan's hot dogs.
I get
if
that
you're
point.
Vegan or you're looking for something healthy, hot dogs are probably not your first choice.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying. I just think
would
it's
you
too
try
close.
It? Would you eat an Impossible hot dog, given that you actually like hot dogs?
I do. I had one earlier tonight.
See? Perfect. Would you eat an Impossible dog? A plant-based hot dog is not a hot dog.
It does not entice me at all, to
no.
be honest.
It's not a hot dog.
But it's trying to be. And that's too
but
much.
But it's not. An elephant can try to be a rhinoceros. It doesn't mean that the elephant's actually a rhinoceros.
Well, if Joey Chestnut is like a rhinoceros or an elephant keeper, he can't go sponsor rhinoceroses who are trying to be elephants.
Again, if he doesn't have a deal with Nathan's and he's just participating in the competition, then I guess I don't see the issue. But I understand.
He does all these photo shoots and stuff after with the mustard belt. Okay. He's the mustard king. He's the champion. He is Nathan's hot dogs.
So in other words, he can't rep any contest. He can't participate in any contest in which he doesn't endorse the product.
Not any other contest associated with hot dogs. Oh, now he's free to do it. He can go do an Impossible hot dog eating contest now. Be free. Go ahead.
Gross. That's disgusting.
People were saying that he should do a live stream or something during at the exact same time and just eat all the Impossible hot dogs.
Do we know if he actually eats them, though? That's the thing. A lot of times, celebrity endorsers, it begs the question. For instance, do you remember when Shaq endorsed Kia?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if he drove a Kia. Now, I'm assuming they gave... Exactly. I'm assuming they gave him a Kia, but I don't know whether or not he actually drove a Kia on his own.
I wouldn't imagine Joey Chestnut, when he's eating barbecuing, makes an Impossible hot dog, right?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe he's trying to be healthy now, turning a new leaf.
Joey Chestnut issued his own statement on Twix. I mean, we're paraphrasing here. He issued his own statement on Twix. I was gutted to learn from the media that after 19 years, I'm banned from the Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest. I love competing in that event. I love celebrating America with my fans all over this great country on the 4th, and I've been training to defend my title. To set the record straight, I do not have a contract with MLE, Major League Eating.
I love that. Yeah.
Major League Eating or Nathan's. So I do not have a contract with MLE or Nathan's, and they are looking to change the rules from past years as it relates to other partners I can work with. This is apparently the basis on which I'm being banned, and it does not impact the July 4th event. Sadly, this is the decision Nathan's and Major League Eating are making. It will deprive the great fans of the holiday's usual joy and entertainment. To my fans, I love you, and I appreciate you. Rest assured that you'll see me eat again.
Oh, God. I mean, he does a ton of other competitions for different foods.
How about that? Rest assured that you'll see me eat again. And are you ready for his tagline? This is Joey Chestnut's version of Boom. Are you ready? In all caps. Stay hungry!
Shouldn't he have known that this could have been...
No, he says they changed the rules. Whose side are you on? What if they change the rules? No. Over Impossible Foods? That's like Michael Jordan being nervous about Rex Chapman taking over his title of best player of all time.
You see, this more stems from where I was an original Kobayashi guy, and Major League Eating kicked him out of the sport unceremoniously about 13 years ago. That's where Joey Chestnut was able to step in and gain all this notoriety in the sport. So if Kobayashi was still a thing, I don't know if Joey Chestnut's even a big name anymore.
Didn't Kobayashi also run amuck of the law?
Yes, he got in a lot of trouble.
He did get in a lot of trouble.
He's banned from Major League Eating.
See what I mean?
He tried to rush the stage. They like kicked him out, and then Joey Chestnut won. He tried to bum rush the stage and like challenge him right there.
It's a little bit like Will Smith with, oh no, not quite that. Who was it? Kanye with Taylor Swift? Or he doesn't go by Kanye anymore, does he? Yee?
Yeah.
But I think he went by Kanye back then.
That's when he went up to her at the video awards.
Right, and tried to steal her thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
A little bit like that. So I, every now and then, not all the time, because a lot of the comments will annoy me, but sometimes on posts like this on Twix, I will read some of the comments. This is just one response. Not a single Nathan's hot dog will touch my grill from now on. Oh my gosh, why are people so serious about this? Kind of crazy.
I think they're standing on business.
You do?
I do.
Okay. So when Jay and I are on opposite sides of the Joey Chestnut decision, if they change the rules now, that's underhanded and dirty. But I am of the mindset that if you eat Impossible plant-based fake hot dogs, you're not also eating Nathan. So I feel like this is Nathan's getting a little bit nervous for no reason. You know that the Impossible brand, also plant-based, I don't know how you can call it meat, plant-based imitation meat, that market is dying. It actually had a surge a couple years ago, and now a lot of those companies are going belly up because the market's not there anymore.
It's more expensive.
So, it is. It's always more expensive to eat, quote-unquote, healthier, right? So I kind of feel like this is Nathan's paying too much attention to a mosquito. And yeah.
They hear the footsteps, for sure.
I'm telling you, there's no way that an American company who sells actual meat products ever has to worry about losing the vast majority of their business to a plant-based company.
Maybe they just don't even want to associate with that at all.
Maybe.
Get that out of here.
I mean, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. You've banned Kobayashi. Now you're banning Joey Chestnut.
This is Matt Stoney's chance to step back in and take his
left?
Belt back.
Who's Jay, a little bit concerns me that you know so much about this.
I know a few.
I just want to know. Let's put up a poll. Whose side are you on, Nathan's or Joey Chestnut? Jay's the smile on Jay's face, ear to ear. We're talking huge grin. This might be his favorite poll of all time.
It's a good one.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It is the Hump Show. We are so weird. That's Jay and I, not you guys. Although I guess some of you could come be on our island if you want to. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. You can find us on Twix at Amy After Hours. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And also on our Facebook page, we're just going to put a simple poll up. Who you got? Or whose side are you on? You got to pick a side. Nathan's or Joey Chestnut? And no, we're not endorsing the fake hot dogs. I'm endorsing Joey Chestnut because I think this is a little bit petty of Nathan's. Are you actually worried about a piece of food that looks like a hot dog but is not a hot dog?
I don't think they want to be associated with it at all.
Dan is in San Diego. Dan, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Amy, good to talk to you. You know, first of all, I got to say I'm on your team. Joey Chestnut, I'm with you.
Okay. They're treating him unfairly.
but before, the reason I called tonight, I first of all just want to remind you the last time that we spoke. Do you remember in 2021 when...
Wait, I'm sorry. Stop right there. Do I remember in 2021? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't. But okay, go ahead.
Well, this was when the Giants played the Dodgers in the NLDS,
okay.
And then at the very end of the game, it was a deciding moment of the game, and I called in because I was upset because the Giants lost, because
yes.
At the very end of the game, there was a check swing. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
Do you know how many baseball games I've watched since then? I do remember the series. I remember it going down to a game five. I remember it being a very tight finish. Was it Chris Taylor who came up with the game winner?
Well, it was Wilmer Flores that was at the plate, and it was the most controversial check swing, I think, in the history of baseball, at least if you're talking to Giants fans.
Okay, got you.
And anyways, just wanted to remind you because that was the last time we talked.
Oh.
And I've always been a big fan of yours, but the reason I wanted to call in tonight I was at the Padres game tonight, and I saw Kyle Higashioka hit the walk-off home run.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to change the subject from hot dogs to sports.
They go together.
So we're on sports radio, right?
Yes.
But I just wanted to say, because I got in my car, and everything was about Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. And it's like,
what?
You know.
All I did was talk about their home runs. Four home runs in an inning is pretty impressive.
You're right. I agree with you. I agree with you.
At least the Padres are above 500 now. There's that.
You're right. You're right about that. And and they are also, if you didn't know, the number one team in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to percentage of capacity attendance.
That's very exciting. I'm glad to hear that, considering last season and the fact that it was very disappointing and the fact that, once again, they started out relatively slowly. And they've got some ground to make up at the top of the NL West. I won't mention the team that you hate. But to be fair, I did not spend that much time on the Dodgers. I was just talking about their home runs and the fact that lineup.
I know. And again, thanks for taking the call, Amy. Mm-hmm. You've always got a great show. Every time I tune in, I always enjoy it. But I just wanted to say,
yes.
I mean, as a Padres, you know, Giants and Padres fan that really doesn't like the Dodgers, you know, when I heard that, I was like, I got to call in and
I got to set the record straight.
And just tell you that 43,000 fans on a Tuesday night, you know, it's here in San Diego. Here's my question for you. Have you ever been to Petco Park?
I have been to San Diego. I've not, but it wasn't baseball season, so I've not been to Petco Park.
Well, it's got to be on your bucket list. I know you went to Hawaii for your honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. but you got to go to a Padres game.
I would love to.
The atmosphere is absolutely epic. You should come see a Dodgers game. You know, the Padres have won like more than half of the games against the Dodgers. Anyways, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. All I wanted to say was the atmosphere at Petco Park tonight for that walk-off home run in the ninth with Kyle Higashioka was absolutely electric.
Awesome.
And the vibe in San Diego is something that's hard to describe. Anyone that's listening here in San Diego knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're itching. I mean, we're in that wild card position. You know, we could get hot.
It's June.
And I got to say, I was born in 1998, and I love
it. It's June. But I like your fierce competitiveness. I can imagine the most important thing is taking down the big bad Dodgers. If it makes you feel any better, I've not been to a game at Chavez Ravine either. So it's not like I went to one where the Dodgers were the home team. My favorite thing about San Diego, sorry, is the zoo. I did like the city. I went to a great diner in the city while I was there. So I enjoyed my visit there. That was probably going back now 10 years, but yeah.
All I'm going to say, and then I'll let you go. Thanks again. All I'm going to say is if you make it out here, I work for Odyssey, so I've got the suite, I've got tickets, I'll
nice.
Definitely show you a good time. And the thing is that if we can get hot at the right time, we're gonna I mean, here's the thing. I was born in 1990. The Dodgers still have not won a World Series ever since I was born. That was longer than a 60 game season. So that's why I'm gonna leave it at that.
And when did the Padres win last?
San Diego, if you come to San, what's that?
When did the Padres win last?
Well, the Giants won in 2014, which is my number one team.
Oh, so, but I was asking about the Padres. When did they win last?
They have never won a World Series.
Okay.
So
just want to set the record straight.
Anyways, Amy, great talking to you. But you got to see a game at Petco. You got to see a game at Petco.
I would love to. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. I love the use of the word we. It's a dead giveaway every time. Now, he said the Giants are his number one team, but for some reason he was describing the Padres as we.
I think they're in the same division.
And also about how I went on and on about the Dodgers. I feel like I've talked at least twice as long about Joey Chestnut and Nathan's hot dogs as I did. I even forgot what we were talking about with the Dodgers.
Oh, with the first hour on it.
That's it. That's all we want to know. Are you team Joey Chestnut or team Nathan's? This, to me, feels like petty business, and you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. You keep Joey Chestnut out. How much star power do you actually have? All right, poll is up. It's a perfect hump show poll. Whose side are you on? Also, Jay, it's WHOSE, not WHO apostrophe S.
Spell check.
Yeah, you're gonna. Well, WHO apostrophe S is a different usage of the word, but you know how much I am a stickler for grammar and syntax, so I'm thinking you're going to have to redo it.
No, yeah, I agree.
Okay, all right, cool.
You have to explain that one to me, though.
So the apostrophe represents a letter or a couple letters, right? So shouldn't is should not, couldn't is could not. Whose with the apostrophe is who is or who was. Whose, W-H-O-S-E, gotcha, refers to possession, excuse me. So whose side are you on? Not who is side. Are
noted.
You on?
I'm just trying to learn out here.
You think I should teach English instead of radio at Syracuse?
That was a good quick lesson. I mean, I got it right
away.
So.
The issue is, of course, that half the time I can't talk myself, so these hours make it challenging. All right, coming up, Celtics have a new problem. Is it a big problem? Remains to be seen with Game 3 coming up on Wednesday night in Dallas. Also, Kyrie Irving, he tells his hermano that he's got to play better. Who's his hermano? Oh, we'll explain. Are you team Joey Chestnut or team Nathan's? Also, Impossible Foods does not actually make hot dogs. That's the final word.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Pump fake. Porzingis steps to the top. Oh, circle and hits again. 40 days and 40 nights he spent away from the Celtics. He's been back on the floor for 10 minutes. He's got 15 points. The Celtics have a 21-point lead, and Jason Kidd needs another timeout.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Kristaps Porzingis listed as questionable for game number 3, but that may actually be generous. What impact could that have on Boston as the NBA Finals shift to Dallas? We will get to that coming up following the update. That's our friend Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio. Now, Marco Belletti's here in studio because we're having a lively debate. And we did put the poll up on both Twitter and Facebook. It's very spirited so far in the early returns. Whose side are you on, Nathan's or Joey Chestnut? And as I was saying, just for Marco's
perspective.
There's a word for it. Just for Marco's information, you know, just so you're up to speed.
Okay. All right.
Wow, it's the hump show, and my brain is not completely operational. It's like the Death Star. It's not fully operational. Mm. Anyway, I'm saying that I don't think the audience for Nathan's hot dogs or the target market for Nathan's hot dogs is the same as fake meat. I feel like those are two parallel tracks that never cross. So two trains running parallel, but they're never going to cross. But I just had this epiphany. If he is actually endorsing impossible plant-based hot dogs or whatever, does that give them legitimacy because it's Joey Chestnut? And if Joey Chestnut eats real hot dogs and real food for a living, then by him endorsing impossible foods, does that also bring a few carnivores with him over to eat impossible foods? Now, the thing is, Jay is a carnivore. That's really all he eats. Carnivores and potatoes of some sort. Fries.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's all he eats, right? Bread. It's either starches or meat for producer Jay. Mm-hmm. Would you be tempted, because of Joey Chestnut's endorsement, to eat an impossible fake meat?
Me, no, but okay. I could see why someone would. And as I was saying earlier, if one or two people go from Nathan's to Impossible Hot Dogs, that's too much for Nathan's. That's too many.
It's two people.
They want no one. They want none. They can't have any association with Impossible. I'm so Team Nathan's here. It's wow. I can't even be any more Team Nathan's.
You know what? I'm totally on Botch's side here. Completely 100% for this simple. It's that one or two. Whatever. It's the idea that we only hear about this hot dog eating contest once a year, the 4th of July. Nathan's a big thing. We know all about it. And any shine that comes off that to talk about anything other than Nathan's hot dogs cannot happen. Cannot happen from their perspective.
I feel like we hear about Nathan's hot dogs all summer long. As Americans, we consume billions of pounds of hot dogs in the summertime.
They own that day. That is the only true.
Did they pay for it?
What do you mean? Did they pay for it?
Well, my point is, it's July 4th, mm-hmm. and Nathan's Hot Dog has made this a thing, an event yes. on July 4th, but now they're cutting off their nose to spite their face because their top star has been banned. So now what is there? It's like taking the Kentucky Derby winner out of the Preakness.
Arguably, the competition will be better with him out of it.
You know what?
Tune in for stars.
I get it, and the idea of we want to see if Joey Chestnut's going to break his own record, but my rebuttal would be the true star is the hot dog. And nothing can overshadow the true star, which is the hot dog. And this would overshadow the hot dog. We had this hot dog eating contest before Joey Chestnut. We'll have it after Joey Chestnut. That mustard belt will be on someone's waist, whether he is there or not. The star
Do you
is
know
the hot dog.
What overshadows the hot dogs and the actual eating contest? Is when the bread comes out their noses. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It makes me want to upchuck. I've never watched an eating contest of this magnitude or any magnitude, really. And I would be less inclined to watch now because there's no Joey Chestnut. You banned your biggest star.
Yeah, again, we thought this when Kobayashi was winning, however many did he win in a row? 11, about whatever.
12.
Yeah, there's always someone else. There will always be someone.
Kobayashi
else.
was a rebel.
And you know what? Maybe he comes out of retirement to be able to retain or regain his. I think he retired. I think he was the one that said, you know what? I don't know what this is doing to my body. I think I need to step away. But if he wants to, he could come out of retirement and regain his belt. I don't know. But I do know.
I'm Team Joey.
That we cannot have on the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Listen to him. We
have. Any conversation about hot dogs that are not Nathan's and that are not actual beef hot dogs. You just can't. Not unless Nathan puts out their own impossible hot dogs. Then it's different.
No.
Then it's different.
That's cannibalizing your market.
But that's their own one. I mean, they've got different ones. Bun size, non-bun size. Don't they have like the cheddar inside and all that kind of...
There's natural casing.
Yeah, you can have variety as long as it's under the Nathan umbrella.
Right.
If they do not have impossible hot dogs, then they cannot be at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
We just got a response to the poll and to the debate. Nathan's is now the equivalent of Bar S or Armor to me. They've been knocked out a peg. You're just Bar S hot dogs from this point on. All right, so we'll take more of your questions/responses. I'm Team Joey. I feel like this is something that Nathan's is doing at the last second. He says that they changed the rules on him. And I just don't think, it's a little bit like banning someone because they eat salad. I mean, it's a plant-based hot dog. You're banning, it's not even a hot dog.
Yeah, no,
it's false advertising to call it a hot dog.
It says hot dog.
But it's false advertising.
That's not the point.
You know the whole debate about is a hot dog a sandwich? Forget that one. That one's tougher. Is a plant-based impossible food product a hot dog? No.
You know what? Do people order it as a hot dog? Is it sold as a hot dog? Is it packaged as a hot dog?
False advertising.
I don't care. That's got nothing to do with Nathan's. They've got to make sure. I mean, you could say all you want of whether this soda product is really a soda product because it doesn't have any color and you can make it at home. If it says soda on the thing, I can't have Coke and going up against that, or Pepsi going up against.
He's in the Coke drinking contest. He can't go endorse SodaStream.
I can't do it.
Right, same idea.
I can't do it.
But that's different. If it's a Coke drinking contest, which would be kind of fun, actually. Think about the belches. If it was a Coke drinking contest, and someone comes up with a fake sugar, and it's not even a soda, then that'd be completely different. You're
soda.
Drinking like sugar-free lemonade. That's
They're trying
not...
to get you off of that into theirs.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, he's eating Nathan's hot dogs. So.
But then he's gonna go after it and say, actually, I don't like these, which I just ate 70 of. Go try these hot dogs.
70.
Actually,
so disgusting. So gross. And they wet the buns. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, no,
I can't.
Splash Zone tickets.
No, that's it. Just go to our social media and vote. Are you Team Joey or Team Nathan's? Jay's been cut off. From now on, I'm only bringing you plant-based food to eat here to
You're
share
not
with you.
That.
No, I'm not. So Marco's here in studio. And before we get to our update, I promised you that this is something I don't know how parents should feel about this, but you're the only parent of the three of us at this particular moment, so I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, one in four Gen Z job interviews include their parents. One in four Gen Zers have taken a parent to a job interview.
Wait a minute, because I just need a little bit of clarity. Gen Z is exactly like what age group?
Isn't Gen Z the current age of teenagers and college students?
I'll get the exact
All right, he'll get the exact
range. Right, so if we're talking about one in four job interviews, if we're talking about a 16, 17, 18-year-old and they're doing an after-school work at the whatever local deli, it's not ideal, but it's not the worst thing in the world if you have a 16-year-old that brings their parent.
I thought it was college students more.
11 to 26, so it's anyone born between 97 and 2012.
All right, so if you're...
Look, 26, no.
What if they're still living at home?
No. I don't care where you live. You could live in a tent. You're an adult. But if you're like 16, so that's why that could be skewed.
All right.
That could be skewed.
Right. 16's pushing it.
What? Look, I get it, but I mean, 16, you need your... some sort of a guardian to be able to sign something
Marco
to allow you
makes
to work
a good
anyway.
Point. I didn't think about that. I thought Gen Z was referring to college age and then early 20s.
That's what I first thought,
that
too.
Type of thing.
Yeah, no. If you're in college, if you're 21, if you're 20, like, no, you're an adult. I don't care where you are and what stage you are, whether you're going to school or not. You're an adult. Act as such. But if you're 16, 7, even 17, right. Depending
that
on where it is,
it.
You may need guardian's signature to allow you to do this.
Why Marco makes the big bucks.
Oh, yeah. You know, I remember even when I was 16, a lot of jobs that I couldn't get, they wouldn't hire me.
Yes.
Even with it didn't matter, signature or not, they just wouldn't hire you unless you were at least 18 because you couldn't operate, you know, whether it was the garbage, the compactor or whatever. Like, there was a lot of things you couldn't do unless
you
were 18.
How old were you when you got your first job?
Real, like, because I was working at like 14, 15 and doing stuff. But
yeah, like a
real,
part-time job, your first
yeah,
job.
Yeah, but that was under the table stuff. So like a real
oh, no,
job.
An actual job.
Real, 17.
I was 12. I was 12.
That's not real, though.
Well,
like, it's not.
Well, you, I got...
That's what I mean under table. Like, you weren't paying taxes at 12.
No, but it was...
Right.
Well, you pay taxes only after you make a certain amount of money. So you can have a part-time job and not pay taxes.
Yeah, but that's what I mean when real. Like, they are taking the taxes out. You're getting an actual physical real check as opposed to, like, you work for Joe Schmo and he's giving you some money.
Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's under the table. Yes.
I was illegal. Yes, my first job at 12. This is when I say my mom took me because I couldn't drive, obviously, to a local hair salon on a Saturday after he closed, and I cleaned it. That was what I did for 4 hours. I had to lock the door in the front. I had to lock the door in the back, and I had to sweep and Windex and wash mirrors and clean the bathroom.
And he gave you cash.
And he gave me cash,
which is under the table. That's why I said that doesn't count.
Okay. Fine.
I'm sorry.
I was all proud of myself.
No, you should be proud of yourself and be work ethic and 12. But technically, that's not a legitimate real job.
Okay. So anyway, at 17, though, you might have to take your parent to a job interview is what you're saying. I was thinking more college and early 20s.
Not necessarily
like
even
Jay.
To the interview.
I was thinking Jay taking his dad to a job interview.
No, that cannot happen.
Did you bring your dad here for your job interview?
He drove me. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, at 16, you might need a signature. At 15, you definitely need a signature at 15, depending on where you are. 16, you might. 17's pushing it, but it's possible.
That would explain why 14% of Gen Zers say that their parent has actually been in the job interview with them.
Well, again, like, interview is strong, but I don't know how much when you had a job at like 16, 17, did you interview? You filled out an application. Mm-hmm. They called you in, but like you didn't really
That doesn't
interview.
Happen anymore. Everything's online.
Right, but it's still an application, whatever it is. Like, I don't know if that's an interview, but again, if you're under a certain age, you need someone to sign to allow you to work.
All right.
You can't, you know, just waltz in. It doesn't work like that
I was a little bit worried about the Gen Z generation even more.
I think you should be in general worried about all the generations, especially that, but... At 20-something, once you hit 18, you're now on your own. Whether you like it or not.
Out.
You can still live.
Just get out.
No, you can live at home. You can rely on your parents for whatever it is, moral, financial. You do you. But when you go out and actually have to work, do that alone.
All right.
That's different.
Agreed. So James wants us to consider this as we go to a break. This is all a publicity stunt, he says on Twix. We are talking about Nathan's in early June. By July 4th, Chestnut will be back in. Oh, what if they're doing this as a ploy? Okay.
I would applaud you.
That would be smart.
Okay. we walked right into it. Still, though, are you team Joey or are you team Nathan's? Team fake hot dog or team real hot dog?
See, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
That has nothing to do
on Twix at A-Law Radio and then also on our Facebook page. Plus, you can send your questions for Ask Amy anything. And don't ask me if I've ever tried plant-based foods.
I've already seen it three times.
Okay.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Gross. It's not real.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hot dogs, hot dogs. Watch them eat them up. Hot dogs, hot dogs. They're straight with soda pop. Ever since Nathan's came to good old Coney Island, no one can resist the taste. You're sure to keep them smiling. Hot dogs, they're straight with soda pop.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hot dog is great with soda pop.
That's a nice tune.
That is pretty cute. It's catchy. Notice Nathan's is in there because Nathan's is the iconic, I know I'm using that tongue in cheek, hot dog maker, endorser, producer, seller of all time. And some of your comments in response to our debate over Team Joey or Team Nathan's, they're actually kind of funny. So we'll get to those. But KP, top of the hour, this is far more impactful and I think far more, we're far more passionate about this than we are about anything to do with the NBA Finals, sadly. Let's talk to Bob, who's in Chicago. Bob, what do you think? Which are you, Team Joey, Team Nathan?
I am Team Nathan's for a couple reasons. You used, a few minutes ago, you said that not letting him in the contest would be like not letting the Kentucky Derby winner run the Preakness. You know what else you don't do? You don't let a zebra run in a Preakness because a zebra isn't a horse. it's a hot dog eating contest. It's not a, the other thing that bothered me a little was there was an article.
Wait, hold
in the
on.
New York
it's Post. Not, right. So your point though is it's not a contest for anything other than hot dogs, which means impossible foods, vegan, they may look like them, they may be in the same casing, but they're not actually hot dogs. Kind of like a zebra. Oh. It's got a similar shape to a horse. It can run, but it's not a horse.
Yes, that's my point.
Yeah, the point is that there are no impossible fake imposter hot dogs in the competition. So I don't know. I think Joey should be allowed to compete because these two are completely separate.
I hear you. I just think that he's the rival brand. Nathan's is the brand name. Plus, there was something in the New York Post today where someone referred to him as an American hero. I'm sorry, the man's not an American hero.
No, that's taking it too far.
From Major League Eating said he's an American hero. That person has problems.
Right. Let's hope that that was being done sarcastically, maybe irreverently.
I hope it was tongue in cheek. Yes.
Let's hope that is the case. All right, yep. Bob, I appreciate your okay. phone call. Thank you for
all
listening
right.
in Chicago.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
I understand what he's saying about zebras and all manner of animals that are not horses. Donkeys, for instance, there'd be no reason to put them in the Kentucky Derby. But at the same time, I feel like he's making my point for me a little bit too, because there are no impossible imitations in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Therefore, they're two completely different planes. Essentially, Joey Chestnut is endorsing a salad. It just happens to be in the same shape as a hot dog, but it's a salad or it's beans. Aren't these imitation meats actual beans? Like tofu, isn't that made from beans?
But they're trying to tell you that it's a hot dog.
It's a little bit like saying that almond milk is competition for actual milk.
I think it is.
You do?
Yes. And very much so, actually.
But almond milk is really supposed to be about people who can't drink dairy.
I get that, but it's because they've kind of rebranded into this healthier alternative now.
But you can't milk an almond.
No, you cannot.
Just like you can't claim that your tofu food.
You can't slaughter a bean.
In the form of a sausage or a hot dog, is it actually a sausage or a hot dog? Oh dear. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.